Access the Akashic Records with clarity. Proven ways to view your Akashic Records super sharp. Develop clear sight into the Akashic Records provides proven step-by-step methods for seeing your Akashic Records with clarity and focus. Gain valuable insights about your current life and why you're experiencing particular events. Strengthen clairvoyance to view your Akashic Records. It's not that difficult to access the Akashic Records with clarity. In this post, you'll learn how to strengthen your clairvoyance, also called clear sight, in a masterful way. Images are usually the first thing we see when accessing the records. When accessing the records, usually the first thing that is observed is an image of some kind. However, these images are often blurry or only appear for a split second. My first attempt at seeing my own Akashic Records was a bust. I can honestly admit that the first time I was formally directed to view my Akashic Records, the class facilitator suggested that the class imagine a computer screen with writing on it. This exercise would ostensibly be a record from one of our past lives. Cool. Well, it didn't work for me. I kept trying to envision a green screen with writing, and all I could see in my mind's eye were rows of illegible lines. Next, I tried visually imagining a page in a large book. Again, I saw nothing but a blur. Naturally, this led to frustration. Either I wasn't following the suggestions correctly, or there was something vitally missing in the visualization technique. I created my own technique for accessing the Akashic Records. When I finally determined the best way for me to clearly view Akashic Records, I began to realize that just as people learn better through various styles of teaching, the same could be said about accessing and viewing Akashic Records. Luckily, I'd been trained in hypnotherapy and meditation and decided to place myself in a slightly altered state. I then performed some deep breathing to relax, and then set my intention to view relevant pictures from my records. Voila! Images and movie clips started flooding into my mind. The only problem was, the images were either too murky or disappeared as quickly as they had appeared. How to fix this? Increasing clairvoyance skills. I'd recently come across an exercise for increasing clairvoyance skills which involved envisioning a rose in my mind. In that meditation, if the rose wavered or kept leaving my mind, I was to recreate it and zoom in on it. The next step was to recreate the rose again and hold the image for as long as possible. I tried this in my next Akashic Records viewing meditation and it worked beautifully. Fairly quickly, I was receiving clearer images and extended movie clips. How to develop clear sight into the Akashic Records. Preparation. Read the following 7 steps thoroughly so you will remember them without having to read over the steps during your session. Set aside some quiet time. Choose a dimly lit space where you will not be disturbed and have a notebook handy. It's best to sit in a relatively straight back chair rather than lying down in the beginning. The following steps can be done fairly quickly once you've done them a few times. Step 1. Start off with any kind of protective prayer. You can use any prayer you wish or just say something like, I have completely infused with the white light of spirit, and simultaneously envision a globe of white light surrounding you. Step 2. Now take several very deep breaths until you are completely relaxed and your mind is clear of other things. To help you with this, just listen to your own breathing in and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. Step 3. Now ground yourself. If you are new to grounding, grounding is simply the process of keeping your physical body solidly connected with the earth plane. This will allow your mind to be more easily directed to the higher planes. Although many lengthier techniques exist for how to ground, for this particular exercise, Just feel your feet glued to the floor. Your feet and legs may begin to feel heavier. This is a good indication that you are grounded. Step 4. Set your intention. Focus on an intention to view a scene from your soul records. By stating the intention in your mind that you are taking this time to see into your Akashic records, will instantly direct your mind to the Akashic plane. Affirm to yourself that any images that come to you will be clearly remembered when you emerge from your session. Note: if you are already an advanced practitioner, you might also add to your intention something like, I would like to view a lifetime where I was with my significant other before. Or, anything else you wish to know. For now, just set one intention per session. Step 5. This next part takes patience. Pictures or moving scenes will start coming into your mind. These may appear immediately, or it may take some time for you to get something. Stay with it. If no pictures come in at first, remain relaxed and open. Shortly, you will receive some kind of an image or even a series of images. Whether these make sense to you or not, just allow them to happen. Step 6. When a picture or scene does appear in your mind, it may just be an instantaneous flash of something, and then it's gone. Often, images that come in are blurry and unintelligible. This is normal for most. Most importantly, if this happens, don't panic. This is where clear sight skills come in. Just recreate the picture in your mind in as much detail as you can remember. Now enlarge the image in your inner vision by zooming in on it. You may have to recreate it several times to retrieve all the details. So, what is going on here? What this is doing is honing your clear sight viewing skills and strengthening your ability to see pictures clearer and more detailed in subsequent sessions. Just keep at it and you will begin to better see the insights presented each time you initiate a session. Step 7. Now end the session by slowly opening your eyes and become reoriented with your surroundings. Ground again, turn on a light if you need to, and start writing down exactly what you observed. It's important to remember as much detail as possible. This is because doing this will begin strengthening your clear sight. If the picture makes no sense whatsoever, don't worry about. Eventually, a meaning will come to light. It might take a few hours, a day, or even a few weeks for the meaning to come to you. Therefore, it's vital that you write down your entire session experience. And, even if you think what appeared to you was silly or nonsensical, there is a specific meaning behind it. Questions and answers. Question: I didn't see anything when I tried this exercise. Does this mean I can't view my Akashic records? Carol's answer: No. There could be numerous reasons for this. You may not have been relaxed enough. A part of you doubted anything would actually happen. And, you may have expected too much at first. If you keep practicing this exercise, you will begin to see images from your Akashic records. Just remember to keep your own records of what you've seen and journal important insights. In conclusion, it's important to understand the following three keys for viewing into the Akashic records. Images perceived in the Akashic records are frequently symbolic. It's difficult for most people to actually view a book with legible print, as some experts teach. Akashic record insights are mainly images, fleeting video-like movies, and impressions felt, which provide a plethora of information.